Will Russia stop bombarding Ukraine? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Both sides are in talks right now as the barrage continues.
We've seen missiles hit and Grad rockets hit here in the capital city of Kiev, and also intense fighting in Kharkiv, also the second largest city. And President Putin has ratcheted up the tension by putting his nuclear forces on high alert.
Fox's Steve Harrigan says Ukrainians are pushing for a ceasefire.
Let people come out of their basements and buy food. If you see food lines around here now, it is very worrying. Hundreds and hundreds, people deep trying to get into stores to buy what's there.
Ukraine's president says 16 children are among the civilian casualties. More than a half million people have fled that country. In addition to those peace talks, the UN will have a big meeting in New York, where Fox's Tanya J. Powers is live.
Dave, today's emergency special session of the 193-member UN General Assembly will be only the 11th time since 1950 that such a move has been called for. The 15 members of the UN Security Council voted yesterday to hold the session, which will give all UN members a chance to speak about the invasion. The member states will also vote on a resolution, one that U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield said would, quote, hold Russia to account for its indefensible actions and for its violations of the U.N. Charter. Russia was not able to veto Sunday's action because of a long-standing resolution allowing certain General Assembly member meetings to be called despite member vetoes. Dave.
Tanya, the U.S. moments ago added to the already stiff economic punishment on Russia that we and our allies have imposed, cutting off the Russian central bank.
A senior administration official said they wanted to put this into place immediately before the markets opened up to prevent Russia from moving any money around. So this means that U.S. dollars cannot deal with Russia's central bank, whether here domestically or abroad.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. The value of the Russian ruble to the dollar is plunging today. Stock markets are falling in Europe. Futures are dropping on Wall Street. The price of oil is up 4%. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Nearly 14 months after the Capitol riot, jury selection starts this morning to put a Texas man on trial. More than 700 people have been charged. Some have pleaded guilty to various offenses, but Guy Reffitt will be the first to stand trial, accused of bringing a gun, interfering with police, and threatening his daughters if they reported him. Now, a Democrat-led House committee is also investigating, with a big focus on former President Trump's involvement as he claimed election fraud, but he was the big star at the conservative CPAC conference in Florida over the weekend, with most there backing him for another run in 2024.
Former President Donald Trump easily outdistanced the field in CPAC's poll. He garnered 59% of ballots cast. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis was a distant second at 28%. The nearly 60% the former president tallied was down a bit, though, from the 70% he got at last year's event in Dallas. DeSantis topped the second poll without Trump figured in with 61%. He easily bested a field that included former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, Donald Trump Jr., and South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
There will be more Major League talks today on deadline to salvage the start of the baseball season.
Today marks the unofficial deadline for Major League Baseball and the MLB Players Association to strike a deal on a new collective bargaining agreement and end the three-month-long lockout. Yes, negotiations can continue, but the league last week doubled down on today as the deadline to have an agreement in principle, or games for this upcoming season will be canceled and opening day on March 31st will be delayed. Optimism ramped up heading into the weekend for a deal to be worked out, the league actually electing to delay more spring games through March 7th to afford the timeline for players and owners to work out a CBA and allow teams to get an order to report to Florida or Arizona. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Reigning NASCAR Cup champion Kyle Larson won his first race of this year in Fontana, California. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.